Welcome to Israel 18 News. At 1 p.m., here's your hourly briefing. The weather across Israel is warm and sunny today. In Tel Aviv, skies are clear, perfect for a stroll outside. Jerusalem enjoys mild temperatures, while Haifa sees a gentle breeze. In Eilat, it's hot and sunny, as usual. Here are today's headlines. First, according to JNS, 4 hours ago, the IDF reported that Hezbollah's rocket fire violated the ceasefire. The military stated they struck a launcher after an attack on troops in southern Lebanon. Also, Israel Hayom Hebrew, just 25 minutes ago, explained Israel's decision not to respond to recent Hezbollah violations. The IDF refuses the ping-pong exchanges reminiscent of October 7, also this hour. The Jerusalem Post reports that just 2 minutes ago, an IRGC gunboat attacked a container ship off the coast of Oman. This incident occurred amid a ceasefire extension. Separately, Ynet reported 4 hours ago that Iran will not agree to a longer ceasefire. The U.S. assessment points to Khamenei as the obstacle, with former President Trump posting overnight about Iran's economic struggles. And finally, from I-24 News, 3 hours ago, the U.S.-Iran ceasefire has been extended until Iran submits a proposal, keeping the blockade in place. Here's what people are saying online. Jewish Warrior 13 shared 28 minutes ago that three ships have faced Iranian gunfire in the Strait of Hormuz. Glenn Carlstrom, writing 33 minutes ago, noted that about 3 hours after the IRGC fired on a container ship, a second vessel came under attack. Meanwhile, I24News_EN reported 38 minutes ago that Israeli Foreign Minister Sa'ar has appealed to Beirut for cooperation against Hezbollah ahead of Thursday's talks. Now, for more on those stories, starting with the IDF's response to Hezbollah's actions. JNS reports that the military struck a rocket launcher in southern Lebanon after Hezbollah violated the ceasefire. This development underscores tensions in the region despite recent ceasefire agreements. The ongoing hostility impacts border communities and regional stability. Turning to Israel's decision not to retaliate, Israel Hayom Hebrew says sources revealed the IDF's reluctance to engage in tit-for-tat exchanges with Hezbollah. This approach aims to maintain wider strategic stability. This restraint could influence future military engagements and diplomatic relations. Meanwhile, the attack on a container ship off Oman adds another layer to regional tensions. The Jerusalem Post reports the IRGC's aggressive act comes as a ceasefire extension is in place. This raises concerns over maritime security and the safety of international trade routes. Separately, Ynet highlights Iran's refusal to commit to a longer ceasefire. The U.S. points to Khamenei as a key barrier. Trump's comments about Iran's economic hardships reflect the pressure facing Tehran. These dynamics complicate diplomatic efforts and impact regional peace prospects. Finally, I-24 News updates on the U.S.-Iran ceasefire extension. The blockade remains while negotiations continue. This situation affects humanitarian aid and regional commerce, with potential ripple effects on global diplomacy. On the economic front, Ynet business highlights a surge in success for 5 veteran Israeli tycoons, driven by war demand and the AI boom. These leaders have thrived despite economic challenges, showing resilience and adaptation. Separately, CTEC explores the $7.75 billion Army's deal. The story of its co-founders reflects the strength of Israel's tech ecosystem. This acquisition signifies confidence in Israeli innovation and potential for future growth. And finally, Walla Business reports on the new CEO of the Ministry of Finance. After a controversial period, this appointment signifies a shift in leadership. The move may impact fiscal policies and economic strategies. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 2 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.